Hello and welcome to the Engagement Coach Podcast.
Welcome to the Engagement Coach Podcast with your host, Amrit Sander. This week, I want to focus in on employee engagement, employee experiences, basically, how well do you treat your employees? Now, this is off the back of the shocking news that I'm sure everybody heard last week of P&O Ferries sacking 800 employees through a pre-recorded message that they were all asked to attend. And it was just a really callous way of treating employees. Now, I'm not saying that it was a bad business decision, but the way we do things matters. I've often said people join organizations engaged. They choose to come to work for our organization, spending time away from their families, bringing their skills and experiences to our organization, hoping they can progress and to help progress the organization. They don't have to be here. They don't have to come and work in our organizations, yet they choose to, when they could choose to work anywhere else. Yes, they get fair pay for that, hopefully. But that's not the point. The point is, how can we make something, you know, with the workers where people bring their passion to work? They don't want micromanagement and they don't want political game playing. They don't want managers or leaders belittling them or treating them poorly. But it happens. And we all know it happens out there still. And the result, well, are they bringing the best of themselves to work? I doubt it. I used to work somewhere where, despite in the organization, the strategy had in it, the budgets for an employee engagement team, and we were going to do an engagement survey, and the whole focus was to help improve the culture of the organization. We still had senior, very senior leaders in the organization questioning the point. And I'm sure anybody who's in employee engagement out there will have come across the phrase, well, it's just correlation, it's not causation. And it was the one thing that used to be the thing that really grated on me. Everything in an organization is correlation. There are very few things that we can say are causations, unless we create laboratories out of our organizations where we can control every variable, everything will be a correlation. So at what point then do we start to negate these correlations? And if you think back, our outside of work, friends and acquaintances, if you treat somebody badly, or if they treat you badly, there's going to be a consequence. How about the poor service that you had whilst out shopping? What did you do? How we are left feeling dictates the actions we take as a result. And people will be out there sitting there thinking, well, Amrit, where's the evidence for employee engagement? Our workplaces we can't create evidence in the way that you do in a laboratory. We've got to use a common sense approach here. Treat me badly and I'll walk. But not just me. Look at the P&O employees, or former employees now. Treating them badly didn't just have an effect on them. How many customers I've read online saying, I am never going to go with P&O Ferries again. I am never going to travel with them again. So how we treat people matters. I often have certainly employee engagement colleagues will say to me, Amrit, is there any evidence we could provide? I've got to put a business case together of why we should focus on employee engagement. My advice to them is often, do not leave it, forget it, walk away. If you're having to work with senior leaders to whom you're having to create a business case for engagement, it's not worth it. Because let's say you convince them to say, actually, this is something that matters. It's something that has an impact on an organization. Then you've got the uphill battle of when the results come in, getting them engaged enough to do something about it. It's correlation, not causation. I've got plenty of other things to focus on. So, but going back to P&O, somebody out there must have thought, well, is this the best way to do this? A pre-recorded message that everybody had to join, the most callous way to undertake a massive business change. Employees, even those joining P&O now on a new contract, they'll think twice about their commitment and their loyalty to that organization, knowing how they've treated people before. We're living in a world where employer engagement, and you'll often hear me talk about this, employer engagement, in a world where employer engagement matters as much, if not more, than employee engagement. We create these surveys every quarter, monthly, whenever it might be, real time, to understand how engaged employees are in the organization. We mustn't forget, employees join organizations engaged. Disengagement is what we do to them as a result of the experiences they have at work. So they join engaged. But at what point do we measure employer engagement? When do employees get to give feedback on how engaged they think the organization is to them? How loyal and committed is the organization to the employees? And often I think it's certainly a missed opportunity where we get an opportunity to understand from employees how engaged the organization is. And what's the organization then doing to improve its engagement to employees? I came across a really nice quote. Again, many of you might have heard of this from Stephen Covey. Always treat your employees exactly the way you want them to treat your best customers. And under terrible circumstances, what a great example of P&O. How you treat them has now had a direct impact on your customers. I came across another quote. I can't remember who this was from, but your employees are your customers. You know, we talk about internal, external customers. So this quote, your employees are your customers. How you treat them is reflected in your business. Whether they are assets or liabilities is reflected in your profit and loss statement. How true. So I think we've got to really rethink employee engagement. It really frustrates me when it's not a survey. And there are limitations with surveys because of the questions we're asking, but certainly the free text comments, we've got opportunities to understand how people feel across an organization. And if we're asking stupid questions, and forgive me here, but if we're asking stupid questions about where's the evidence for employee engagement, why build it into your strategy? Why build it into your budget if you're then going to question it as leaders in the organization? So if you're challenged with that question, I would say walk, run away, because you're not going to gain anything from that organization. They're not ready to improve their culture and their place of work. But for everybody else out there, we've got to use a common sense approach. Our organizations are not laboratories. We cannot control every variable, and therefore we will never ever have evidence for engagement that will have correlations. That's the best we can get, just like everything else in an organization. So how can we really rethink employee engagement and actually focus on employee engagement? How well is the board of directors measuring themselves, or how well are the board of directors measuring themselves on how engaged they are with employees? You know, where's their KPI on employer engagement and what are they doing about it? So how we treat people matters. We know this from outside of work, you know, whether it's friends, acquaintances. If anybody treats us badly, there's consequences. We end up, those feelings that we're left with result in actions. The same is true of our employees, and the same is true of an organization. But especially now with hybrid working, imagine people sat at home working in organizations. Well, what's their experience like? The chances are it'll be the same as any other person working from home for any other organization. But if they get to a stage where what they experience isn't great, people are rude, they're belittling them, whatever it might be, well, it's easy. I'll go work for another organization because it's not going to change my environment of where I work. I'm still working from home. My experience will still be the same. I just get to choose how I get treated. The whole focus of organizations is to build care, compassionate, and relationships with employees, where they can demonstrate commitment. How well are we demonstrate care and compassion across organizations? And it's something I want to just leave you with. How do you know? What's your exit interview data telling you? Are we doing that well? What about in the first 6 months of joining an organization? What are people telling about their experiences of what they were told about the organization versus the reality of the organization? How many people are leaving? How many people are leaving in the first 12 months? Why are they leaving? And then within the organization, you know, I've used this example before many times, but I remember sitting in a room with a very senior director saying, tell me what it's like working here. The pin drop silence was telling you enough to say people aren't willing to tell you. The psychological safety wasn't there. It was just fear. Fear of, are you even bothered? Are you listening? Or fear of, I'm not going to lose my job for this. But if you really want to know, the silence was enough. So how well did we treat our employees? The P&O example, as shocking as it was, is another reminder that this stuff is still happening. And listen, with the P&O, that got recorded. How many other comms are going on out there that aren't being recorded of how people are being treated? As leaders and managers across the organization, that's on us. We get to choose how we treat people. And they get to choose how they treat us back. You know, I don't, often we used to talk about the psychological contract. I don't think the relationship between employee and employee should be so transactional. You know, if you give for me and I give for you. This is much deeper. People are spending valuable time from their lives with us. And we've got a duty to care, but we've also got a duty to make work something passionate, where people really bring their passions to work. So if you're out there and you're in charge of your organization, leader, manager, even employee engagement or comms, we've got to make sure what we saw last week with P&O doesn't get replicated anywhere else again. You don't need evidence. You don't need causation. We need a common sense approach that says, how do you think those people are going to feel? How do you think if they get recruited back on new terms, they're going to behave? It's not rocket science, this stuff. Okay, so look, that's all from me. I'm going to leave you finally with that quote again from Stephen Covey. Always treat your employees exactly the way you want them to treat your best customers. Do we really do that? How well do we go out of our way to look after our customers? But often we forget the internal customers. Let's look after them in the same way. That's all from me today. Amrit Sander from The Engagement Coach. Take care, and I shall see you soon.
The Engagement Coach Podcast.